Welcome to Deaton B. College. In this lesson, we're building what I call a warehouse code bassline turn. It's a small automation move, but it can completely change the feel of a loop. Think smoky room, low light, heavy concrete, and a bassline that starts controlled, then turns darker and more pressured right at the end of the phrase. This is beginner-friendly, but the idea is powerful. In drum and bass, especially old-school jungle, dark rollers, and stripped-back warehouse pressure, movement has to be disciplined. You want the bass to feel alive, but you do not want to wreck the sub, blur the groove, or steal the snare's authority. The goal is simple. Keep the foundation solid, then let the tone evolve just enough to make the listener feel tension building. Start with a clean bass sound in Ableton Live 12. Use operator or wavetable, and keep it simple. A sine-based or saw-based patch is enough. Don't overcomplicate it. The reason this works in DNB is that the automation will hit harder when the bass sound is stable. If the patch is already messy, the turn will feel weak and unfocused. Write a short bass idea in the MIDI clip. Keep it low. Usually that means living somewhere around C1 to G1, depending on the key. Use only a few notes, maybe 3 to 5 across a 1 or 2 bar loop. Let the rhythm answer the kick and leave space for the snare. A good starting idea is one note after the kick, one response before the snare, and then a longer note or hold near the end so the automation has something to transform. What to listen for here is pocket. Does the bass sit underneath the drums without fighting them? Does each note feel like one solid buy instead of a smeared low rumble? If it already feels clean and rude at the same time, you're on the right path. Nice. Now shape the sound into two jobs at once, sub weight and attitude. The sub should stay centered and stable. The attitude can live in the harmonics above it. A simple stock chain is instrument into EQ8 into saturator into auto filter. Or you can go instrument into saturator into overdrive into EQ8 if you want a dirtier, more old school bite. Keep the saturator drive small at first, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, and keep the filter dark at the start, often somewhere around 80 to 200 Hz depending on the patch. Here's the important part. Don't try to make the bass huge by brute force. In dark DNB, clarity is pressure. If the kick and bass are fighting, the fix is usually less smear, less stereo width, and less unnecessary mid-range buildup, not just more EQ. Now let's draw the turn. This is the core move. In Ableton, show automation and create a controlled shift over the last part of the phrase, usually the final two bars of a four-bar loop, or the final bar if you want it tighter. Automate the auto filter cutoff first. Then, if needed, add a small rise in resonance and a tiny increase in saturator drive. You want the bass to feel like it's opening up and getting more dangerous, not suddenly exploding into noise. A strong shape is this. Stay dark and locked for the first half, then gradually open the cutoff in the second half, with a little extra drive right at the end. If you want, the cutoff can move from roughly 100 Hz up to somewhere in the 400 to 900 Hz zone, depending on the patch. Keep resonance modest. Too much and the bass starts whistling instead of growling. What to listen for now is tone shape, not just brightness. The bass should feel like it's inhaling smoke, turning its head, and stepping back into the tunnel. It should not feel like it suddenly became a different instrument. Loop the bass with your kick, snare, and break. This is where you find out if the idea works in context. In DNB, the bass turn has to respect the drum hierarchy. The snare still needs to read clearly. The kick still needs to punch. If the bass opens up and suddenly takes over the groove, pull back on resonance first, then reduce drive, then shorten the MIDI note lengths if needed. That's a really important workflow tip. If the groove feels muddy, do not immediately reach for volume. Check the note lengths, check the filter resonance, and check the mid-range buildup first. Most of the time, that's where the problem lies. If you want a more musical evolution, duplicate the bass track and split the job. Keep one layer as the sub, clean and mono. Make the other layer the character layer, with the filter, drive, and movement. The character layer should be felt more than heard on its own. This lets the low end stay solid while the top of the bass can get rude and smoky. If you add any width or chorus-style movement, keep it off the sub. Always check the bass in mono. If the bottom gets weird or the character disappears completely, that's a sign the sound is too dependent on stereo tricks and not strong enough at the core. Now think about the arrangement. The best warehouse turns do not just sound cool in isolation. They answer the drums. Let the bass open up just before a snare fill, or at the end of an 8-bar drop loop, or right before a reset into the next phrase. That little shift in pressure can create a huge sense of movement without needing a load of extra FX. Why this works in DNB is because tension is phrasing. It's not just noise, and it's not just sound design. A good bass turn gives the listener a clear sense that something is changing, while keeping the low end usable for mixing and keeping the groove locked for the dance floor. If you want a more subtle, deep roller version, keep the automation gentle and let the filter open only a little. If you want a heavier warehouse shout, push the cutoff a bit higher and let the mid-range bite more. Choose one direction for the current version. Don't try to make it both understated and obvious at the same time. That usually just makes the phrase indecisive. A few bonus instincts will help here. Keep the sub almost boring on purpose. That calm foundation is what makes the darker movement feel powerful. Also, use automation contrast rather than constant motion. A bar that stays controlled will feel much heavier when the final half bar opens up. And if you want more jungle energy, let the bass answer the break a little loosely instead of locking everything perfectly to the grid. Tiny timing shifts can make the groove feel much more human and urgent. What to listen for when you're done is this. Does the bass get more dangerous at the end of the phrase, while the snare still punches through and the low end still feels centered? If yes, you've got the move. If it only sounds exciting when soloed, it's not finished yet. At this point, if the turn already feels strong, print it or freeze it. Don't keep tweaking forever. In production, committing at the right moment is a skill. It helps you move from sound design into arrangement, and that's where the track starts becoming real. So here's the recap. Build a simple low bass. Keep the MIDI phrase small and disciplined. Shape the sub and the attitude separately if you can. Automate the filter and a touch of drive over the end of the phrase. Test it with the drums. Protect the snare, protect the sub, and let the bass phrase create the tension. That's the warehouse code mindset. Controlled movement, not chaos. Now take the practice challenge. Build one 4-bar loop with a darker first half and a more open final bar. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep the bass to 3 to 5 notes across 2 bars. Make the sub mono safe. Then compare a subtle version against a heavier version and choose the one that keeps the drums clearest while still feeling dangerous. Do that, and you'll start hearing how a tiny automation move can make a bassline feel like a real DNB phrase. That's the juice. That's the language. Now go make it smoke.